The second rule of business think is create curiosity. Creating curiosity will give you the tools to explore new options, open minds, and create an atmosphere or culture of asking what-if questions that get to the heart of the matter. It will give you insights into your business you haven't considered before, become a vital source of more great ideas, and leverage the intellectual diversity and power of thinking in your company.
Curiosity. Curiosity is the driving force behind business thinking. Humility might clear the path to stay open to ideas, but curiosity provides the real motivation to find them in the first place. The real genius behind great performers, great companies, is usually chalked up to great DNA or raw talent. But we believe that the true essence of their greatness is an intense curiosity, and that curiosity is a skill that can be learned. Everybody asks questions, but someone who is intensely curious gets more information, even when asking the very same question, because their intent is curiosity. If you're missing a fairly intense desire to be curious, to dig deep to the underlying issues, problems rarely get solved, and you will walk straight past opportunities. You'll never see them. Curiosity gives you the ability to look past your experience and your paradigms and your beliefs and consider what else is going on that's outside your experience. Now, when we talk about unleashing curiosity, we're not talking about letting some wild Tasmanian devil loose. Just asking a litany of questions is harassment, not curiosity. For example, if you blow up a balloon and then you let the stem of the balloon go, what happens? It zigs and zags all around the room and falls to the ground. It had no structure. If you add structure to that same principle of thrust that caused it to zig and zag, like wings and a tail, it becomes a great tool, like an airplane. Curiosity is what allows people to bring flexibility and improvement to the things that are stale and rigid, and it brings structure to chaos that serves nobody. So when you're business thinking, curiosity is disciplined, it is structured, and its intent is to create a solution that exactly meets the company's needs, everyone's needs. Now, the good news is that being curious by nature isn't held in reserve for the select few. Not for the playful types or the creative types. It's not stashed away for ad agencies or R&D. Curiosity is for everyone.
As part of our work, we regularly conduct interviews and videotape sessions in studying behaviors of top performers from companies like EDS, CSC, Accenture, Microsoft, and others. Now, while each of the people that we interview have unique personalities and styles, nearly all of them share one common trait. That trait is curiosity. In fact, if we look beyond our own research, it's no surprise that the same trait shows up in other successful people in other companies. Great performers, whether they're in sports or entertainment or business, they seem to have no shortage of curiosity. We'd like to introduce you to someone you probably haven't heard of. She had it too. She was curious by nature. Her name is Grace Murray Hopper. Her efforts changed the face of computer programming. You see, computer code used to be written only in numbers, specifically ones and zeros, or what's called binary code. Now, that made writing code or finding mistakes in what was written pretty tedious and difficult. So she started to wonder, why did the code have to be written in numbers? Why couldn't it be written in letters? So as she started to ask around, everyone thought she was crazy. They said it couldn't be done, but she was persistent. Eventually, she invented the COBOL programming language that made it possible to convert those endless lines of numbers into actual English words. This was such an astonishing breakthrough that she was the first person to receive Computer Science's Man of the Year award. Now, here's the interesting point to this story. She was never assigned to do what she did. It wasn't part of her job description. She just did it. In fact, she used to have a clock in her office that ran counterclockwise just to remind herself to stay curious, to try to see things differently. And the impact of her curiosity literally changed the world. especially the business world. Without her discovery, it's unlikely that Bill Gates would have had any beginning language to create Windows from, or that you'd be able to surf the web today. The soul of business think is curiosity, and not just regular run-of-the-mill, mild-mannered inquiry. We're talking about intense, boundless question asking. We've found that the curious ask questions, penetrating questions that get to the heart of the matter, and not merely questions of facts and data gathering, but questions that dig into possibilities, outcomes, and options. Those who get curious get it right more, and it can lead to a tangible competitive advantage.